I will begin with just a few words on the history of Unimark. History of Unimark's life in Russia. In 1995, Russian Library Association and the Ministry of Culture launched the project Creation of National Machine Readable Format for the Bibliographical Data. Among the participants of the project, there were all major Russian libraries. And after extensive discussion, Unimark was chosen as a prototype. Since first it was developed as an international exchange format, and second it was based on ISBD, so it was more close to Russian national cataloging rules. To take into account specifics of national practice and to accommodate some differences still existing between ISBD and Russian cataloging rules, the statements, definitions, and rules for the fields and subfields were given in compliance with national standards and practice. Local fields and subfields were defined if there was no corresponding data element in Unimark. And a lot of complete examples for different types of resources were added so that manual became real working document for catalogers. National format, which was called RusMark, was adopted by a permanent Unimark committee as national version of Unimark. And in 1998, Ministry of Culture adopted Russian exchange format as a mandatory one for bibliographic data exchange between all the institutions under the Ministry of Culture. It meant that all major library systems being designed or implemented should either include converters or support the process of cataloging in this format. In 2001, National Service for RusMark formats was established, and its basic function was defined as developing and updating format for various types of materials, promoting format usage in Russia, and coordinating all the activities in the country concerning the format development. National Service operates on the basis of the National Library of Russia. It includes a council of experts representing major library institutions and software producing companies of the country. And all the main decisions concerning the national format, any updates, guidelines, etc., are to be approved by the council of experts. On the website of the National RusMark Service, users always can get all up-to-date information concerning the formats, complete manuals for bibliographic data, authority data and classification, guidelines for different types of materials, news, some information for software developers, and any information on the updates of the format. RusMark was adopted by major cooperative projects in Russia, and implementation of the format was vital, first of all, for data exchange. First and major project which I want to mention, it's LibNet, National Information Library Center. The project was established by the two national libraries, that is Russian State Library and National Library of Russia, to organize cooperative cataloging and sharing data on the national level and to establish National Union Catalog. Today about 160 libraries participate in the Union Catalog, and the catalog numbers about 3.5 million records. Unimark is used both as internal and exchange format. Besides the Union Catalog of Libraries of Russia, The LibNet Center keeps national authority files, which are in Rusmark authorities. By March of 2010, number of authority records was about 1.78 million records, including subject headings, corporate and personal names, and uniform titles. This is a website of LibNet Center. And I'd like to add that LibNet Center is working closely with the publishers in the project Komplektovanie.ru, or in English, acquisitions.ru. You can see the banner on the left bottom corner. Publishers provide brief Rusmark records before the book is published, and later, when any library gets the book, all the appropriate information is added, so that helps to save time for the libraries. And also, a publisher can be sure that information on their publication will be available for users as soon as possible. Another project which I would like to mention is ARBICON, Association of Regional Library Consortia. The project was launched in 2002, and today ARBICON unifies 15 regional library consortia and over 200 libraries. This is a website of ARBICON project. These are two basic major projects in the country, each of them solving its specific task, both of them using Rusmark format. And it's evident that any format exists as long as it is used in everyday work. So we can say that more than 10 years of successful existence of such kind of cooperative projects show that the format found its place in the country and became a real instrument for the library community. Now, what are the main directions of Rusmark development today? First, it's extending formats for other kinds of data. Like Unimark, our national format today is in fact a family of formats. The most heavily used is a format for bibliographic and authority data. The work in progress is to develop and implement national format for holding data. And national format for classification data has been developed based on draft of Unimark classification. It is supposed to provide support for major classification tables in use in Russian libraries. First of all, it's library bibliographic classification and universal decimal classification, while keeping support for other classification schemes. Second task is delivering guidelines for specific types of resources. Currently, we have on our website guidelines for different kinds of materials, that is, maps, all printed materials, technical and unpublished materials, etc. Most of them were developed some years ago, and now they need to be updated. We plan to do it this year with the help of experts from special libraries. All the guidelines will be provided with complete examples for various types of records and placed also on our website. Next task is tracking Unimark changes and making appropriate updates in the national format to keep compliance with Unimark. In 2009, second edition of Rusmark Bibliographic was approved and mounted on the net. This edition incorporated the latest edition of UNIMAR bibliographic and changes according to the decisions of the PUC. Also, it took into account a new national standard for bibliographic description and new Russian cataloging rules. Also, new edition of national format for authorities was also approved by expert council in October 2009. And both formats are mounted on our website. Next task is user training and keeping them informed about all the updates in time. National service for formats with the help of Libnet Center organize training courses for users. The program of that courses includes lectures and practical training on cataloging in RusMark, including multi-level records and embedded fields, authority control, and basics of subject cataloging. Also, UNIMARC and RusMark is taught in library schools and library faculties of the Academy of Culture. A series of manuals were published, which include descriptions of real examples of RusMark records. The manuals were published with the assistance of the Libnet Center, and by that time, three volumes were published, which include examples for books, continent resources, standards, printed music, maps, and authority records. All the examples are provided with detailed step-by-step instructions and comments for catalogers. And finally, last but not least task, it's contacts with the library software producing companies. Realization of national projects and using RusMark in general is not possible without appropriate software. The practice shows that even those systems which are declared to work with the format often cannot provide proper and full support. Often they implement just reduced version, which cannot be considered the format as such. National Service for RusMark provides testing of new library software. This testing is not mandatory for vendors. It's up to them either to apply for the testing or not. Today, 10 library systems are already certified, and information on these systems is also available on our website. This is clickable, and if you want, you could give full information. Another part of our work is development of some auxiliary software, which is supposed to help both users and vendors. One of such products is the program of quality control for records in RusMark. This program is free of charge, and everybody may download it from our website. Software developers can check whether their product can really produce correct RusMark records, and users can evaluate quality of their records. The program supports different character sets, including Unicode. Level of control may be adjusted depending on specific user needs. On the slide, you can see the record with some mistakes detected. This particular record is interesting because it's in Yiddish, and it contains repeatable fields 200 and 210 for Hebrew graphics and romanized forms. The fields with the same script are linked with the help of $6 field. In general, we always try to promote using those rich possibilities which Unimark provides. And another mechanism of Unimark which we find very useful, and it's also heavily used in the country, it's using 4-6x fields for building hierarchical links, mainly for continuing resources. Here you can see a screenshot from the program for cataloging container resources, which is used in the National Library of Russia. using fields 461, 462, 463, we can build complete trees of issues, including series and subseries. And just a few words to finalize. Any format can be a real instrument as long as it satisfies needs of users, is used properly in the software and by users, and is implemented in real library systems. So our task, here I mean National Service for Rusmark, is on the one hand to keep the format up to date and to promote consistent usage of the format, and on the other hand to promote appropriate support of the format in the library software. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olga. I think we'll take any questions after all three papers. So our next speaker is Christina Magliano, who is head of the Department of Standards, Metadata and Cataloging Rules at the Central Institute for the Union Catalogue of Italian Libraries. And Christina is going to talk about the use of Unimark in the SBN catalogue, a new development of a web client. So go ahead, Christina.
Okay.